How many of you guys follow other people? How many of you guys listen to other people? How many of you guys have another mentor? Or, you know, you listen to your friends or your family and whatnot. How many of you guys, you know, just have like a different guidance, right? It doesn't need to be necessarily me, but how many of you guys watch others and study them, you know, and be able to interpret that into your own world? How many of you guys do that? Well, I do the same. Yeah, I do it too. You know, it's not just you, but me as well, you know. And I do the same thing. I study, I learn from others. I gain a lot of information from others. A lot of information that is very, very, very valuable. I'm going to go ahead and start running because I'm crossing the street right now. I don't want to get hit by a car. Anyways, yeah. All right. I listen to others. I can name a few people that I've taken advice from and I've learned from. Number one, actually, I'm gonna name top three. You know, top three: Grant Cardone, Ty Lopez, and Gary Vee. Top three people that I listen to. Maybe you might have someone else that you listen and you know, say that you mentor from or gain knowledge from, you know, or improve your experience in life from. But those are my top three people. Now, I used to listen to them for years, and I learned a lot, but I learned way too much. I learned so much that it overflowed me with a lot of knowledge. It overflowed me because they say the more you learn, the more you earn, but the truth of the matter is that for that statement is the more you learn, the more you get overwhelmed. You start to have too much on your plate. Think about that. Now, I started learning from too much from others. And I started becoming overwhelmed. I started saying, you know what, there's too much info right now. I'm working on this. Let me finish this, and then I can work on that, right? So it was a lot of information all at once. I started putting too much things on my plate. I started doing too much all at once. Then I said to myself, I'm gonna put everything on pause because I have too much on my plate. See, that's where life gets difficult, where there's too much on your plate. There's too much to handle, too much to go by. And what do? You say, you know what? I don't want to do any of this. You stop, you give up, you put it on pause. One of the biggest mistakes that I did was taking too much info. Stick to what you know. Stick to your talent. Make money off your skills, your talent. If you gotta learn a new thing and it's gonna take you about 5, 10 years, even 1 year, if it's gonna take you a whole year to learn something, don't do it. Stick to what you know, to what you already know, and make money with it. This is Ed Guardian. I just showed up to my office right now. I wanted to take a walk down the street because I live across the street from everything now. Before, I used to live in a ranch area where I had to walk like 5-10 miles when I was broke, just to get something to eat, something to drink. I had to walk 5 to 10 miles, just depending if this store was even open. If it wasn't, I had to go another 5 miles. It was crazy. Now, there's a liquor store, there's a Stater Brothers, there's a bar, there's Farmer Boys, there's Del Taco, there's Jack in the Box, there's Starbucks, there's a boba place, all within less than a quarter of a mile. Wow, what a difference, right? Truly blessed. Follow me on Instagram. One of my mentors, actually, he's one of my good friends, but he recommended me to get TikTok. He's been saying, yeah, TikTok, you go on TikTok, everybody's blowing up right now. I can understand because, you know, everybody's a new user because TikTok's a new platform. So whoever you see on there is pretty much big as long as they're doing something, right? That's how a lot of people are getting big. But follow me on Instagram. I'm going to keep it generic. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on YouTube. That's all. You don't need to follow me on too much shit. Just listen to what I gotta say. Listen to what the message is for us. Because this is our message. This is for us. You know, this is for you and I. You know, be a part of the family. You guys are my brothers and sisters. I'll catch you guys on the next one, though, for real.